Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummerbrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, power in a safe place for those in need. Crisis accommodation will be expanded in Redfern, New South Wales, thanks to a $10,000 grant awarded to a not-for-profit charity, Canna Communities, from energy provider Jimena. The funding will help expand operations at St. Francis House in Redfern, increasing crisis accommodation from 4 to 6 nights per week and adding a weekly community lunch. The initiative will provide shelter, meals and support to an additional 1,040 people annually. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Gemma Townsend, Jimena Senior Media and External Affairs Advisor. On the line, we have Gemma. Gemma, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. Thanks for having me on BBM.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So I'm Gemma from Jimena, and Jimena is an energy provider that owns and operates a gas network in and around Sydney.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. So, look, fantastic support here. Money's a tool. Great money, $10,000, and award to not-for-profit Canna Communications from energy provider Jimena. So thank you very much, Jimena. Tell us about the process. Tell us about the money, the tool we're talking about, and how can it help people in regarding accommodation.
Yes, certainly. So Canna Communities is doing wonderful work out in the Redfern community. We know there's a huge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community in Redfern, so they're definitely doing some great work in that community. They are able to, because of this $10,000 grant provided by Jimena, expand their crisis accommodation from 4 to 6 nights a week, and also they can provide a weekly community lunch, which is great. People can go down, connect with their mob, have a chat, and get a nice meal.
Beautiful. Fantastic. So when you look at this support in this case, so we're talking about supporting people with accommodation, because accommodation across this country, we're at a crisis, are we not?
Mm.
So this is very supportive.
Oh, we definitely are. We know that right across every facet of our community.
Yes.
Cost of living is a real struggle, and that's why Jimena is so keen to give back to the communities that we operate in, because maybe we're just easing the pressure on families just that little bit.
Now, Canna's been in support for the last 7-odd years. As looking at figures here, provided about $870,000 in funding to 85 community groups, so hats off to Canna.
Yeah, well, that's Jimena's grants program. We've been running for seven years now. We actually have two streams of funding. So we have a wider community grants program, but we also have a First Nations stream that supports communities, Indigenous and First Nations communities where we operate, like Kennett Creek, Mount Isa, and even in Redfern, where the wonderful Canna communities are doing such good work.
Teamwork makes a dream work. Gemma, it is
does.
Happening. Fantastic. And look, like I said, hats off to both organisations, Canna, and the work that they're doing there. And big shout out to all our community members. Fantastic. Thank you very much for sharing, Gemma, and all the best to you and your team.
All right. No worries. Thanks, Trevor. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Deadly yarn there, beautiful yarn. Jimena Townsend, her name is. Jimena, Senior Media and External Affairs Advisor, and Crisis Accommodation, which will expand in Redfern, New South Wales, thanks to a $10,000 grant awarded for a not-for-profit charity, Canna Communities, from energy provider Jimena. So team effort there, and CEO of Canna Communities, David Bullhausen, said the charity was deeply grateful to receive a grant from Jimena's Communities Grants Program. And we're talking about 7 years now. Jamin has been in this space and has already provided over $870,000 in funding to 85 community groups. And this includes $70,000 awarded earlier this year to initiatives supporting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island peoples. So, yeah, money's a tool and being productive with that tool. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong.
And grab one of my blood vessels here, plug it in.
Come here, come here, come here, fuck up.
Hey, you're here with John Paul Janke, and you're tuned into National Talkback with Trendy Trev. Trendy Trev, Ig Ammon.
Island magic, drop a one, I give it to you. Baby, you be kissing me with fabulous looks.
It's the reason why I be fall for you. I only love, my love you through.
You give me love, that's what you do. And if love is a crime, I'm a criminal. I would break every rules for you. But I never got time, cause my time is for you.
My love is your love, baby. She don't need a Gucci bag or fatty. Baby, give me butterflies in my belly.
Nothing fancy, she's a beauty. Natural island girl, nothing but smooth skin. Proper curly hair with them tight jeans. The way you dress up, girl, is fantastic. You wonder why you be kissing my eyes. What's a cobra I'm hypnotized? Right now, I don't tell no lies. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here for me, girl. Now let me whisper in your ear and sing it this song.
Love is a love, baby. She don't need a Gucci bag or fatty. Baby, give me butterflies in my belly. Oh, butterflies in my belly. Love is a love, baby. If my wound was burning, baby, she gon' save me. Baby, give me butterflies in my belly.
She don't need a Gucci bag or fat.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it, be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
From another mother.
Don't be too brave to say.
Think back to the good old times. We had the windows down and we were children, had the vibes.
There was no other way.
These days, they're moving too fast. Can't help but reminisce about the memories of the past.
Life was so simple then.
So time out, stop the clock. Before you know it, you'll have just about forgot.
So take it easy, man.
It's a free flowing motion. Thinking of all our good times. It's a free direction.
It makes you want to bang a drum too.
Don't be too brave to say.
Getting through days and confused. Where will we be when we come to?
There was no other way.
Say no more. Now I'm ready for the free fall.
Life was so simple then. Thinking of all our good times.
at you from a 4870. Think back to the good old times. The good old times where we jumped and had the vibes. Coming straight from downtown to Pegasus Studio. Big brother, a little brother. Sent you from another mother.
On the track.
Stay awake at night, just until you fall asleep. I won't stay awake too long. Can't wait to see you in my dreams. Man, it's so heavy, as long as you get me to be a part of your dream. And I'm sleeping as long as you let.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, your mob, too deadly. All right, so now the Australian Land Conservation Alliance, ALCA is the acronym, is a national peak body advancing nature conservation. They represent organisations doing on-ground work to protect, restore and manage nature on private and non-government land. The ALCA conference happens annually in a different location, and this time it's coming to Gimoy here in Cairns. It brings about around 400 people together, conservation practitioners, First Nation leaders and land managers. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Bruce Hammond, First Nation Engagement host, and we have Bruce on the line. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
I'm good, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Bruce?
Yeah, my mob name.
Yeah, please, brother.
Yeah, First Nation Southeast, down at the Bungaditch country,
yes.
And connections to country in Eastern Orator in Central Australia.
Beautiful. Big shout out to Mob. Thank you very much, brother. So here we have ALCA, Australian Land Conservation Alliance, having the National Peak Body, Advancing Nature and Conservation, and having a conference here in Cairns on Gimoy. So tell us about the conference. What can we expect? Is it open for anybody to attend? And how do they apply for having seats at the table, so to speak?
No worries. It's ALCA 25, Tuesday the 7th to the 10th of October. It's next week. We just want to encourage all mob that can attend from Queensland and far north Queensland to come. You know, I'm looking forward to meeting over 400 delegates, 130 yes. speakers, including 40 First Nations people and organisations that protect, restore and manage country.
Yeah.
You know, this forum I've been involved with, this is my third one. I work at Bush Heritage Australia and we're a major sponsor of ALCA. It's a great way to make connections, share knowledge, and celebrate the great positive work managing country. We're going to have mobs there like Indigenous Desert Alliance, Ngarri Ngarri Tribal Council, North Australia Indigenous Land and Sea Management Alliance, Kirikara Rangers, Jumwa Jumwa Mobs, Bimara Mobs, Jabalbina, Yamatu Malpa, APN Cape York and Darba Land Trust. That's just to name a few. So we've got, you know, good representation. We've got this fantastic international speaker, Chief Ann Richardson, from the Rappahannock Tribe, Virginia, USA.
Yes.
She's going to be our keynote international speaker.
Beautiful.
She guided the establishment of a tribal government and played a central role returning ancestral land along the Rappahannock River to her people. She's just a solid lady. She's going to
Beautiful.
Bring good stories about how to protect country using law
yep.
and, you know, what their journey was over there. You know, ALCA have a really strong First Nation engagement strategy.
Good.
Their land conservation efforts, they must elevate First Nations knowledge, practice and leadership. So we create a culturally inclusive and safe space for all mobs. I'm there to help anyone along with a couple of other people from First Nations startup, a company, and we support all the delegates. Anything they need, we can help you through that. And we get there, we listen to First Nation voices, we share
exactly.
our experience and knowledge.
Well, we are the professors in that field, are we not, Bruce, brother? In 60,000 years, hello.
Absolutely, and this conference acknowledges that and
Beautiful.
Gives a platform for that voice, and it does it through listening and sharing it through the whole conference. It's not just one session. Every one of our sessions has an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander speaker. We've got, you know, like I said, it's grown from having a few delegates come to 30 last year, and we're hoping for upwards of 40 or 50. If you go to www.alcaconference.org.au and you put the code FNEB, First Nation delegates get a discount for the registration. So you can contact me via that website anytime, and I'm here to have a yarn with you. And it's just a fantastic event. ALCA are really solid in the way that they want, you know, one of their ethoses is to have the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice front and centre.
Yes.
And they're an organisation that listens and acts. And I'm really proud to be aligned with them. And I'll stand by them. They're getting in the trenches with us, brother, about how we're going to manage
beautiful.
Country.
Yeah, beautiful.
And they're listening and sharing this across. It's a good networking event for MOB too, because we can't do it by ourselves.
Exactly.
You know, we might get a little bit of land back here and there. We might get the opportunity to speak for our country, but we've got no tools to do it with. No fuel costs money. Tires cost money. It costs money to be out there. We need these partners in the conservation sector to help us strive and survive. You know, we don't just want to be out there and say this is our country. We want to manage it.
Yeah, beautiful. Bruce, so this is an annual event that ALCA organises, and now coming to Cairns here, Gimoy. Fantastic, 400 people. What are the dates?
Tuesday the 7th to Friday the 10th of October.
Okay,
7th,
yep.
I just want to say, Trevor, that was an exact thing that ALCA wanted to do. We wanted to bring it to the regions. We've had it in capital cities, and we wanted to bring it out a bit further so that regional people could come.
Beautiful.
And we're really encouraging mobs from far north Queensland and Gimoy, if they can come, you'd be welcome. Just get on that website, go for registration, and get that discount.
And what's the website, please, brother?
It's alcaconference.org.au.
alcaconference.org.au.
Lovely.
And beautiful.
Then you can go scroll there. You'll see information about where it is. It's at the Cairns Convention Centre. They've got a really professional website that gives you everything you need.
Beautiful.
There's a big blurb in there, a big lot of knowledge about the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander policy and what we're there to support.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm going to be at the conference. I'll be there to help anyone who attends, you know, make it fun cool. and enjoyable.
Yes.
We can put you in touch with the right people to sit at the table about, you know, how we stand together and walk together in the future.
So we're talking about rangers, we're talking about traditional owners, we're talking about First Nation people, open and welcome to come to the conference, yes?
Yes, absolutely. Anyone who manages country has got an interest in country, which we all do and we all have.
Yes.
And we have everyone from major Aboriginal corporations to rangers on the ground. Every element of those mobs are important. We all do a task and not one of us can do it standing alone. So we invite everyone in that space. If you can get there and you've got the time and the energy,
good.
Have a look, come down. Every time we get new people, they come back because it's such an important event.
Yes.
And it's all and Aboriginal people are the biggest private landholders in Australia. Let's call it out. You know?
Exactly. Like, call it out. Exactly. The big island.
We've got
to, First Nation
yeah,
people.
We've got,
exactly.
We've got to get to these conferences
exactly.
And rub shoulders with the decision makers because we are the decision makers on our country.
Yeah. So true, brother. So true. And, you know, they're looking for life on planet Mars. We need to look at this planet first, don't we, Bruce?
Absolutely. Look, we've been looking
Mother
at
Earth.
This country just quietly.
Just quietly.
And now we've just got to stand up and yeah. show the way. You know, we've got cultural fire practices. There's a whole lot of different other practices about managing water, managing mm. country. And, you know, how we, you know, leave a soft footprint on our country, how we manage the species,
mm.
get rid of the ferals and get rid of all these weeds and make sure the country's healthy.
Yeah,
and just getting people on country gets us healthy, you know. Like, we need access to this country.
Exactly.
And we've got to open up those locks on those gates so we can get on this country.
I would say that. And I would also say, Bruce, that so-called professional people working with land coming to the table, they become students in regarding the education knowledge that we have, First Nation people, to put across the table. So they've got to be open-minded for the learning as well.
I'll tell you straight up, this conference is like a big sponge for them.
Yes.
For them gutty mob, you know, like they come in,
yep.
they learn, they listen, and they stand with us. You know, they're looking for our guidance, and this is one of the rare opportunities for First Nations people
yeah.
to sit in an honest forum in an honest way. And, you know, our voice is strong at these events. Our voice is the leadership and the knowledge.
Yeah.
And people are hungry for that, but they got to do it with us, not for us.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. So thank you so very much, brother. So people can apply to attend 7th to the 10th of October, alcaconference.org.au, and you'll be there to support. How long have you worn this hat for, Bruce?
I've been with Bush Heritage for nearly 6 years now, and I've this is my third ALCA conference and supporting
Beautiful.
The event. I'm really proud to be part of it and
yeah.
tell the mobs out there that if they use the code FNEB when they register, they'll get a discount.
FNEB. Fantastic.
Yep.
Brother, good yarn with you. Thank you very much. And, yeah, looking forward to seeing your mob here at Gimoy, Cairns. All the best. You take care and be in touch, my friend.
I can't wait. Thank you for welcoming me to your country, brother.
Too deadly, brother. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Bruce Hammond, his name is, First Nation Engagement Host for ALCA 25 Conference. ALCA, the deadly organisation that's a part of this fantastic event, Australian Land Conservation Alliance. So there it is, National Peak Body, Advancing Nature Conservation, and all happening here in Cairns on Gimoy at the Convention Centre. So if you want to apply to attend, they're looking for all traditional owners, all rangers, and all First Nation people to attend ALCA Conference, ALCA, one word, alcaconference.org.au. And if you mention FNEB, you get a discount there as well. So there it is, your mob. Have your say in your life.
See, I made it at the mud. Never thought I'd see the light. Came from a broken home and never thought I'd be alive. Oh yes, I made it, I made it. Oh yes, I made it, I made it. Made it at the mud. Never thought I'd see the light. Came from a broken home and never thought I'd be alive. Oh yes, I made it, I made it. Oh yes, I made it, I made it. Came from a broken home and never thought I could make it. This is my dream and I ain't let nobody break it. It's a journey I ain't never gonna give up. Fought the battles through the pain when I was fed up. Let depression get to me when I was messed up. Thought I ain't gonna last, thought I ain't gonna last. But all you got to do is just believe in yourself. Believe in your heart and never lean on yourself. Just give it to God. Cause I made it. Yeah, I made it, yeah. See, I made it at the mud. Never thought I'd see the light. Came from a broken home and never thought I'd be alive. Oh, yes, I made it, I made it. Oh, yes, I made it, I made it. Made it at the mud. Never thought I'd see the light. Came from a broken home and never thought I'd be alive. Oh, yes, I made it, I made it. Oh, yes, I made it, I made it. Never thought I'd come this far. People used to doubt me, told me I ain't nothing, but they know nothing about me. Now they be calling my phone, checking if I be at home, but they don't know where I be. I be living my life the way that I want to.
I made it. Yeah, I made it. I made it. Yeah. See, I made it at the mud. Never thought I'd see the light. Came from a broken home. And never thought I'd be alive. Oh, yes, I made it. I made it. Oh, yes, I made it. I made it. Made it at the mud. Never thought I'd see the light. Came from a broken home. And never thought I'd be alive. Oh, yes, I made it. I made it. Oh, yes, I made it. I made it.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Oh, well, let's get this in one,
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, we get a spot on.
6-5-4-3-2-1.
Gather round people, I tell your story, an 8-year long story, power and pride, the British Lord Vesty, Vincent Lingari, were opposite men on opposite sides.
Vesty was fat with money and muscle, beef was his business. Broad was his door. Vincent was lean, spoke very little. He had no bank balance. Our dirt was his floor.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Gurindji were working, nothing but rations. But once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily depression.